Today in Security from Wired.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
The biggest deepfake porn website is now blocked in the UK. By Matt Burgess. Two of the biggest deepfake pornography websites have now started blocking people trying to access them from the United Kingdom. The move comes days after the UK government announced plans for a new law that will make creating non-consensual deepfakes a criminal offense. Non-consensual deepfake pornography websites and apps that strip clothes off of photos have been growing at an alarming rate, causing untold harm to the thousands of women they are used to target. Claire McGlynn, a professor at Durham University's law school, says the move is a hugely significant moment in the fight against deepfake abuse. This ends the easy access to the normalization of deepfake sexual abuse material, McGlynn tells Wired. Since deepfake technology first emerged in December 2017, it has consistently been used to create non-consensual sexual images of women, swapping their faces into pornographic videos or allowing new nude images to be generated. As the technology has improved and become easier to access, hundreds of websites and apps have been created. Most recently, schoolchildren have been caught creating nudes of classmates. The blocks on the deepfake websites in the UK were first spotted today, with two of the most prominent services displaying notices on their landing pages that they are no longer accessible to people visiting from the country. Wired is not naming the two websites due to their enabling of abuse. One of the websites with the restriction in place is the biggest deepfake pornography website existing today. On its homepage, when visiting from the UK, it displays a message saying access is denied. Due to laws or upcoming legislation in your country or state, we are unfortunately obligated to deny you access to this website, the message says. It also shows the visitor's IP address and country. The other website, which also has an app, displays a similar message. Access to the service in your country is blocked, it says, before hinting there may be ways to get around the geographic restriction. The websites do not appear to have any restrictions in place when visiting from the United States, although may also be restricted in other countries. It is not immediately clear why the websites have introduced the location blocks or whether they have done so in response to any legal orders or notices, nor is it clear if the blocks are temporary. Messages sent to the websites through email addresses and contact forms went unanswered. The creators of the websites have not posted any public messages on the websites or their social media channels about the blocks. Ofcom, the UK's communications regulator, has the power to tackle action against harmful websites under the UK's controversial sweeping online safety laws that came into force last year. However, these powers are not yet fully operational, and it is consulting on them. It's likely the restrictions may significantly limit the amount of people in the UK seeking out or trying to create deepfake sexual abuse content. Data from SimilarWeb, a digital intelligence company, shows the biggest of the two websites had 12 million global visitors last month, while the other website had 4 million visitors. In the UK, they had around 500,000 and 50,000 visitors, respectively. This week, politicians in the UK announced plans for an upcoming law that criminalizes the creation of non-consensual deepfakes. Under the law, which is set to be passed, people would face an unlimited fine if they create deepfakes to cause alarm, humiliation, or distress to the victim. This builds on previous provisions that make it illegal for people in the UK to share sexualized deepfakes. While it's unclear if these platforms have been ordered to block UK access or have done so proactively due to the recent criminalization, it shows legislation can make a meaningful difference in removing the legal ambiguity that many deepfake pornography platforms use as cover for the clear ethical harms they cause, Henry Eider, an AI and deepfake expert, tells Wired. Eider adds that search engines and hosting providers around the world should be doing more to limit the spread and creation of harmful deepfakes. While the two websites can still be accessed in the UK using a VPN, the restrictions are a sign that constant pressure from lawmakers, tech companies, and campaigners can make deepfake porn harder to access and create. Of course, people will be able to use a VPN to access these websites and apps, but that introduces friction, Durham University's McGlynn says. It introduces a message that there's something wrong and harmful about this material such that you have to use a VPN to access it. Hopefully, McGlynn adds, this can show other governments around the world that if we take steps, we could actually reduce the prevalence and easy access to detect sexual abuse material. Thanks for listening to Wired. I'm Zeke Robison, and for more stories like this one, visit us at wired.com.
Spoken Layer.